Hey everybody, welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello, Shalina.
Hi, Chirag.
How are you doing, Shalina?
I'm great. How are you doing?
What do we have for our listeners today?
So I was thinking, a lot of my clients are very creative. A lot of them are artists, or they're into doing scrapbooking or craft. Especially, you know, my clients from Canada and North America, it's kind of their thing. I think it's a thing they've grown up with more so than Europeans. Even though Europeans do it as well, but you know, other nationalities do it. But it seems to be a very big thing in North America. So a lot of the time I have to organize art supplies and artwork. So I thought, we haven't talked about that before, so let's discuss that.
So what are some of the things that you see that happens quite commonly?
Usually clients have rooms dedicated to doing, like, they use a study as their art room. So I'll find a lot of paintbrushes, charcoal, paper, lots of scraps of paper everywhere, and just things everywhere, like different, like brushes everywhere, you know, supplies, wooden frames. It's a mixture of things, you know, Stanley knives, there'll be so many Stanley knives, you know, for cutting things. So it seems to be a disorganized or organized mess in their sense. They think it's organized, but it's not. We always tend to find a lot of dry paint. So, you know, especially the acrylic paint, like they buy so much of it and then it just keeps on drying up. So there's a lot of that as well. And then random stickers and coloured paper in random places as well. So what we have to do is gather all the things together and then separate them into categories. So that's what I always recommend with people. So get all your paintbrushes together. So we find all the paintbrushes from everywhere, put them together, and then review them and see, do you need to have 10 of the same brushes, like the same size brushes? You know, most probably you only need about 2 or 3. And the same for the palettes, for the paints. You don't need white paint with watercolor. You know, you might need it for acrylic, but you don't need it, or, you know, for canvas paintings, but you don't need white paint for watercolors generally. So review that as well and look at the watercolor palettes. Have they dried up? Can you use them again?
Yeah, and I think with paint and stuff like that as well, it's easy to pick some up, right? Because again, and they're also small in terms of size, right? So buying two of something will not seem like it's a big imposition towards your whatever closet or box space and stuff like that. So I think it's just easier. You're out, let's say you're thinking about a project, you're thinking about painting something. And so you know, when you go by, you just think like, oh, I don't know if I have enough of this color paint, but maybe I'll just pick up another one. What's the big deal, yeah, kind of thing. And I think it kind of just doubles up.
Yeah. So you need to do a whole, like, do a declutter, do a purge every quarter of the year or half a year of all your stuff, and do an inventory of what you do need to get or you don't need to get. Because if you do the declutter, then you can see what you're wasting your money buying, which, you know, like certain colors you might not use at all and it's dried up and it's been a waste. So that's, you know, it's good to do that as well. And to, you know, and categorizing everything, you can see how much you've got of things. So say if you're into knitting or embroidery as well, that you can see how many needles you've got or thread and what you need, what colors you do need and don't need. And also for all the tools, you know, that you use. And I've had clients who are into gluing, and so they've got lots of glue guns because they never can find their glue guns and the glue refills, and then they find them all in different places. So get them all together and categorize everything and then separate them into boxes and jars. So put them into different boxes and label the boxes so you can easily find everything moving forward. Yes, you want to be creative, but be creative organized, and only keep the things that you want to use, that you like using. So if you're not a fan of, say, watercoloring, why have you got watercolor paint and watercolor brushes? You know, if you only like using acrylic and using canvas, keep them. And then of course that leads on to the artwork that you do create. You know, there'll be a lot of artwork that you do that is actually, you think you don't like at all and you wish you hadn't done it. Get rid of it, donate it, throw it away, recycle it. Or if it isn't actually a masterpiece in other people's eyes, sell it. But don't keep it with you because you're just taking up space, whether it be canvas or paper in a book or in a folder. It's just taking up space. Keep the stuff that you want to use, want to hang up, want to finish, when you've got time. So that's your stuff. If there is anything that you have created that is amazing and you love it, get it framed. Like, go to IKEA, get a frame and frame it and put it up. So of course that leads to artwork generally. So a lot of people buy art and then don't put it up, or they buy the, you know, the canvas and they don't have it framed. So I've been guilty of that. Like, I've had bought stuff and then kept a pile of it. I've put all of it, of course, it's organized and all together in a pile, but I haven't actually gone to get it framed. So what I would say, if you have any pieces of art that you've bought that's not in frames, get them all together, put them in a bag and put them in your car. So next time you're at your framers, you can get them framed. And then anything, once it is framed, that's ready to put up, schedule time for someone to come in and put it up for you. So I'm cheeky. I wait for my dad to come and then I ask. He's very good at putting these things up. So I'll get a whole stash of all my artwork ready for him to put up for me next time he arrives. So either get someone else to do it for you if you can, or schedule somebody to come in and put it up for you so that you get the artwork up and, you know, instead of it just hanging around in boxes or in a storeroom or something. And if you don't want that stuff, if you don't want that artwork, you don't want to ever put it up again and it's worth money, try and sell it or give it to somebody so that they can appreciate the piece of art.
So that's, I guess, I mean, that covers most of the stuff when it comes to artwork. But there's also, I think, with people, there's artwork that they didn't do. Right, so you buy paintings and things that you put up on walls. It might not actually be your work, but yeah, it's the stuff that you buy. Like, I guess you would follow the same process as well, I mean, in terms of getting rid of it.
So that was what I was thinking, talking about as well, that I don't do my own artwork, so I buy stuff. So, yeah, so there is anything, you know, and you see it, you know, you see it on secondhand markets, on Debizzle and stuff, that people, when they're leaving, are selling artwork. So, yeah, do that. Sell it, you know, and make a bit of money if you can. And if it is from a very good artist, well-known artist, try and sell it to a gallery or through a gallery so that can help you to get the right price for it. But yeah, for anything, any artwork, whether it's yours or somebody else's, you know, try and sell it so you can make a bit of money.
Cool. So as always, if you want to talk to Shalina about your artwork or decluttering in general, you can do that by reaching out to her on social media at DeclutterMe or visiting DeclutterMe.com. And of course, if you visit DeclutterMe.com/podcast, you can find all of our previous episodes and links to subscribe as well. That's it from us for this week, and we'll see you again next week.
Bye.